Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren, the Dickey Brothers, and Duke Tomato. They're coming up right after this.
It's time for Donnie's Mail Sack. Let's reach way down into Donnie's sack and find another listener letter. Here's Donnie Baker.
Yeah, here's a letter, man. Dear Donnie Baker, I'm in a bit of a quandary and didn't know where else to turn. A gentleman recently moved into the house next door. He seems to be a charming fellow, but does have one unfortunate habit. He has taken to trimming the hedge that runs along our mutual properties and does a rather shoddy job of it. I want to relieve him of these duties, but don't want to hurt his feelings. Any suggestion you might have would be greatly appreciated. Signed, Baffled in Boise. But yeah, I got two words for you, man. Candy ass. Or maybe that's just one word with one of them lines in the middle. What do you call that anyways? A hymen? Hey, is candy ass hymenated? I don't know. And I do know this, man. If you do hymenate it, you're an even bigger candy ass than I first thought anyways. Right. And you can't let this jerk walk all over you, man. Because neighbors are like family without the benefit of compatible blood types. So hell, you can't even bum a kidney off this guy anyways. We got no control over who our neighbors are, man. Face it. Same as we got no say in our relatives. But what we do control is how much respect they give us. Man, my mom Phyllis used to hang my bed sheets outside my bedroom window for the whole school bus to see, just cause I was a bedwetter through the 7th grade. But it backfired on her, man. No respect to me. I did the same to her. I just towed the kids on the bus. It was her room, and that's what prostitutes do when they're off duty. Man, in the next 2 years, half the faculty at our school paid a visit to my house. I swear to God they did, man. But I've had bad neighbors before. Like this one guy who always complained about my dog because he kept finding big steaming piles of dog crap in his lawn. But that just proves what a jerk-faced idiot he was, man. Because I don't even own a dog. Probably wished you'd have used a double bag now, don't you, Mitchell? Man, what you got to do is get all puffed up and loud, walk around with your shirt off, and tell this hedge got to back off anyways. And you'd better be prepared to back it up. I mean, I'll throw down with anyone. I swear to God I will, man. Anytime, any place. I'm like Tyson. I just got one rule. Don't hit in the face, because that's how I make my living, man. Man, once your neighbor sees you're willing to go all Russell Crowe over something as stupid as some bushes, he won't be over all the time borrowing your stuff anyways. And if he does decide he wants to dance, and I got two more words for you. Sucker punch. Man, there's definitely no hymen in that. I swear to God there's not.
The views expressed by Donnie's Mail Sack do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of the Bob and Tom Show. I swear to God they don't.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jess Hooker.
Hi.
She's at the cooker desk. There's Ace Cosby.
Hello there.
Manning the track phone. Hotline, hot phone, because he's hot. I'm Chick McGee. And oh, by the way, be sure to watch us on YouTube whenever you want. There's Greg Warren, Bob and Tom comedy legend. And
hey,
here's
Chick.
Tom.
That's Duke Tomato and the Power Trio. Thank you very much, Duke. We'll be hearing from Duke and the boys again. You met the Dick Brothers?
How you doing? Good to see you, Flutie. Do it.
Okay. I love these guys.
No neck, Nick.
We play it over and over.
You know who likes that?
Who?
My hoot owl. I have a pet hoot owl.
Is that right?
You should see the size of it.
That's some bitch. He's tall, too. He's about 4 feet tall.
I seen it damn near pick up a VW van.
You know what? And another thing, I trade it. He'd take your head clean off, this hoot owl. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a killer.
Nicknamed Blowfish, funny enough. We have Greg Warren here.
Oh, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Greg,
okay. That time's good.
Greg, I'm trying to introduce our guest.
Really?
Give me time. You've been single pretty much all your life.
No, he dated a Russian for a little bit.
I've dated.
She was great. I loved her.
Yeah.
You remember what Tom said about your Russian girlfriend?
She looked like Mary Travers.
Yeah. Young Mary.
Yeah.
Young Mary.
Very hot.
How'd you screw that up?
Jess, you've done pretty well.
And now the mic's up.
We're done here.
Oh, boy.
We're done.
What? I gotta go. Somebody's calling
the
me.
The snicker sneeze are a flying.
Would you consider yourself a, do they still use the term confirmed bachelor?
Well, I would say eligible bachelor. Confirmed suggests
other.
He's a gay man.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Of course.
Is that what that meant?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. It was a nice... It was because they were afraid to say it. They would say confirmed bachelor.
That, I think that means a lot of people think I'm gay. Then.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of people do.
We get letters and letters.
Yeah. Yeah. Not, but...
Well, I have that gay guy on again.
No, are you... Let me ask you this. Are you actively dating? Are you seeing someone? You don't have to...
Yeah, I've seen somebody off and on a little
okay.
bit.
Oh, very nice. Good.
Would you ever get married?
I don't know.
Hmm. Have you had sex yet?
Boy.
That's the, not with her.
He said, I don't know, but we all heard, shut up.
No. It's not like that. I haven't really thought about it.
Does she live in the same town that you live in?
No.
Okay. How far? What's the mileage?
Pretty far. Yeah.
Pretty far.
Could you drive there in a day?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh. Okay. What does your last name rhyme with?
Oh, come on.
Oh, sorry.
You know, Dickie and I, he just went out the other night, got a little mud for his turtle. You know?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
This one was a freebie, too. Yeah. Did not charge him one.
Oh, yeah. You'll pay for it one way or another.
Did you meet this woman in some kind of normal situation?
You know what? Tom's going to go. You just may as well tell him.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to elaborate. I mean, were you on one of the dating websites?
No, I've never. I did that for like maybe 5 minutes. I went on one of those sites for like 2 days, and I was like, no, I don't want to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, I meet more eligible people in person.
Okay. Was this person a server at a restaurant or a...
A barista?
Well,
comedy club.
Somebody that I had known for a long time.
Okay, enough said.
Greg, how are your brothers?
Yeah. Like being an uncle, do you?
I do. Yeah, my nephew, Dean, knows that I'm afraid of snakes. He's three, and he calls me up every day and goes...
Love that.
I bet he thinks that's so funny.
Yeah, I try to play it up. I'm like, is this that snake again?
I don't know how you
every
got
day.
My. I don't know how you got my number. But
every
stop.
Yes, every day he calls me. Every day.
That's so cute.
Just
is this that snake again? I love that so much.
Now, we have a technical question for Greg Warren. Greg, by the way, has a nice, very fine Amazon special suitable for everybody.
Sure.
A rarity in the world of comedy. Family friendly, as they say. Greg used to work for Procter & Gamble, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
and you were going on at great length about potato chips and Pringles. And fascinating. I think it's very
talked about peanut butter for a while, too, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a letter here. But you did make a great point, which is Pringles, when it comes to packaging... They're efficient.
Very.
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 And I mentioned something probably not as relatable, but the least efficient, the biggest jip out there is when you buy any of those protein powders.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, that's health food stuff, and they've got this huge canister, and you open it up, and it's about less than a quarter full.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's such a scam.
Mm-hmm.
They really need to get those people, hang a couple of them live, and set them on fire. That'll alarm.
Okay.
But we got this letter here on the potato
you know
chip
what?
Topic.
Hey, we'll set them on fire for you.
I burned a person.
It said, Guy writes, you were talking about moving potato chip bags into the balloon aisle.
Yeah.
Because there's so much air in them.
Yeah.
He goes, I was in Colorado. I stopped at a convenience store in a town at 9,000 feet. The potato chip bags were all blown up like balloons. When I opened it, exploded all over the car.
Wow.
The altitude. We had with Pringles, you know, they have the chip you want, or chick you want to show them the plastic top there.
Yeah.
Those things we had to carry around extra ones. Our reps did because in Colorado, the top swells up and the lids pop off.
Let me ask you this.
They also got that good freshness seal. Would those ever burst?
You know all
they
about
never burst,
you
but
know
they
all,
did swell up.
All things Pringle. The top fits on the top, but the top does not fit on the bottom.
What's up with that? I've seen it fit on the bottom before.
And
I feel
not
like.
Go on the bottom.
Not anymore.
Why would you want it on the bottom?
So you don't lose the top.
Well, you don't lose the top. You get done mowing on your
chips. Oh, so you don't finish the whole... canister each time.
Oh. Josh, you want to take this?
You know what?
Well, it reminds me of the time Tom thought he needed to explain a chip clip to me. I'm not kidding. He held one up and he goes, you see, for those of us who don't finish the whole bag of one sitting.
Man, that is the most Tom Griswold
thing. Oh, yeah. All right, thank you very much.
That is perfect.
You ne'er-do-well.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Chick has a stand-up. Yes, sir.
I don't think Jess Hooker, the cooker, is taking the cooker part seriously anymore.
Why is that?
Because her snack today is peanut butter in between two Pringles.
We call it the Warren.
And I don't know.
It's pretty good.
Have you tried it yet?
No, I haven't. I made everybody one if everybody wants
to
try one.
Does the Pringle break when you put the peanut butter in?
The first couple broke, and then I developed a strategy. System. Yeah, a system.
Give me one of those some bitches.
Eat it up. Eat it, brother. Eat it.
No.
In one bite.
Once again, Greg Warren, a comedian, is in Louisville at the Caravan. But Greg used to work selling Pringles, as a matter of fact.
And Jif.
Christy?
Yeah. And Jif?
Yeah, Jif. Jif's having some problems right now, Tom.
What do you mean?
What's wrong?
What do you got?
There's a product recall. A couple of people, 14 to be exact, got a little salmonella. And they traced it back to Jif. And they took it off the shelves all over the country. Hmm. And I feel bad. I didn't do it, but
eating Jif.
I have a question.
Yeah, that's
it's
okay.
All cleared up, right?
What? Yeah.
It's pre-war.
That size has been cleared.
And okay. It was amazing how quickly they did it. I don't know if you heard about it. As soon as the recall happened, they had it off the shelves in a jiffy. Maybe I should have skippied that joke.
You saved it.
So sorry.
I used to. People do call it. It's Jif. It's not Jiffy. And at least, what's your price on Jiffy? I don't know who you think you're talking to. Jiffy is muffins and popcorn and oil changes.
it's a Jiffy lube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you've got Jif and you've got
Skippy. I bet that's what people are doing.
Skippy is, man, if you...
Skippy and Jiffy?
If you can look me in the eye and say that you like the taste of Skippy, I will look you back and say you have COVID. It's come on.
I like Skippy on Family Ties.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mark Price. Price, yeah.
Yeah. Peanut butter in between Pringle, pretty good.
Okay,
It is pretty good, Tom.
Yeah. Very nice.
So you know, Tom, this recall thing, you know, it did happen with Peter Pan. Same thing. They had a problem in 2006. They had a salmonella issue. Just this year, Skippy had some metal particles in their peanut butter, and they had to pull that off the shelves. And you're saying, well, Greg, it's never happened with organic peanut butter. Yeah, because they've only sold like 30 jars of that.
good to know. Greg has a comedy special out there on Amazon. It's called Where the Field Corn Grows. And you've explained the significance that most of the corn you see when you're driving around is not for humans.
That's field corn.
It's field corn.
Yeah, yeah.
Who grows the sweet corn?
I think there's some vegetable garden. Most of the vegetables that you eat are grown in California, but I would imagine there are some sweet corn.
Oh, there are here in the Midwest. There.
But it's just a much smaller acreage. I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Dad's famous sweet corn. That's what we get here.
Yep.
What is it?
Dad's famous sweet corn.
Dad's?
Yeah. Delightful.
Yeah. It's, I mean, yeah, the difference is that, you know, the field corn, that's for animals, and the sweet corn, that's for humans, and it's real easy to remember because field corn is grown in a field, whereas sweet corn is grown in a field, so you can see.
That's very helpful. Thank you for the clarification. I don't think Greg has ever heard our corn tribute from Pat Godwin.
What?
I think he's up for it, Tom.
What do you got? Sounds like he's raring to go.
Yeah. Pat, you may recall we had a very exciting news story during the darkest days of COVID. Did you hear about
in this? The Dakotas, what, North Dakota was it? South Dakota, one of them.
I think it was in the Dakota Fannings.
Out of a
that would have been more interesting.
Out in the street,
Jesus.
An ear of corn grew
Through the sidewalk.
Through
right?
the sidewalk,
oh, yeah?
And yeah, and people were so excited about it. Because it was just showing that there's a rebirth. It was a corn stock. I've got the news story right here.
It was an affront to God.
And Christy is correct. It was in South Dakota, according to the Argus Leader.
Oh, yeah.
The Argus Leader news organization. This corn stock, it grew out of the sidewalk in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, it did.
They transplanted and rescued it.
Go, Tom. Go, baby.
And because someone tried to rip it out.
Yeah,
and
it was vandalized.
Yeah, it was vandalized.
Was it a field corn or was it sweet corn?
I
don't think they ate it to know.
I think you can see it by sight, Jeff.
You can by sight. Yeah, the tassels.
How do you tell?
Tassels.
I don't know.
The white tassels.
Tassels are brown on field corn and white on sweet corn.
Remember my idea for the fast food place? White tassel. All they have is sweet corn. I think I'd love that.
I keep thinking of strippers serving sliders when you say white tassel.
Oh, tassel, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Then now we're taking the idea, turning it into a concept.
Yeah.
This is getting even smarter. Now, you have a tribute to the South Dakota transplanting of the famous corn stalk, Pat?
I do. We're off over here electronically, so I'm just going to beat the hell out of the guitar.
Okay.
I was corn in a small town. Grown in the sidewalk of a small town. Came up through the concrete of a small town. A symbol of resiliency. Corn just can't be bested. Most parts of me can't be digested. Your turds are corn infested. Think about that before you eat me, small town corn. Well, I might grow up to be hot cream corn. I could father a son and be popcorn. Happy fielder sweet corn can't be beat. I am king in the land of the free. Greg Warren concrete can't bury me. Hey, small, 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 small town corn.
Pat didn't write that music. That's Mellencamp. He's doing somebody else's song there.
It's called a parody, Josh.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Nice tribute. We certainly appreciate that. Our apologies.
John would be very proud of you, Pat.
Our apologies to Mr. Mellencamp.
Yes.
Christy Lee is at the news desk. What have we missed?
Well, we all have dogs, most of us. And researchers now suggest if your dog gets really anxious during car rides, you might want to play some reggae or soft rock for them.
Come on.
Sam Sutton, senior lecturer of music at the University of West London, explained, quote, a recent study suggests music can indeed affect a dog's behavior. The interesting thing scientists witnessed was that dogs displayed positive behavioral changes when exposed to certain music types.
Who doesn't relax a little bit when they hear reggae?
Reggae and soft rock appear to have been the canine tunes of choice.
Reggae makes me mad for the most part.
Would you like a dog playlist for your car? It'd include Bob Marley's No Woman, No Cry.
No Woman, No Cry. Okay.
Brian Adams.
You just played that one. Come on.
Little Seals and Croft, probably.
Brian Adams, Everything I Do, I'll Do It For You.
Oh, boy, that was a
monster. That's a sweet song.
I hate that song.
What? I'm with you, Tom. I'm with you.
I don't really like it that much.
Foreigner. I Want to Know What Love Is.
Hate that one.
Really?
Feels like the first time. That's it.
And they suggest if you're making your own playlist to avoid rock or metal like Metallica's Enter Sandman.
Dogs don't care for that, huh?
Nope, they don't care for Running with the Devil by Van Halen. And they certainly don't like Black Dog by Led Zeppelin.
Number one dog request.
What's that?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Reggae, everything in it.
A little bit of the bomb.
That part's good, but then when it gets to the meat of the
story.
I remember we had a guy, this was a really interesting phone call. His dog hated getting in the car for whatever reason. And then a friend of him told him to do this, and it worked. Remember what he said?
No. Go to McDonald's,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Go, yeah. Take your dog, get him in the car, or her in the car. Go to McDonald's, get an order of fries, give it to the dog. Go home, repeat.
Yeah.
And pretty soon your dog, every time you want to get in the car, McDonald's French fries, I am in.
Sure.
Apparently that, and I don't know what love is, whatever that audio turd is from.
I like that one.
Very powerful bell.
Pup cups at Starbucks is always a big hit, too.
I thought this was the most the most favorite song for dogs.
Squeaky deaky. Squeaky deaky. Oh, that's kind of nice.
I love my squeaky toy.
Is this Two Live Crew?
Squeaky deaky.
I think it is.
I think it's it makes me jump for joy.
Squeaky deaky.
You know what?
I hate it. Nine more minutes.
Okay. Every dog in the listening now is going crazy.
Who is this? Muddy Waters?
I love that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.